Thank you. So the topic today I'm gonna title Friendship Eyes. And I want to talk about viewing the world with the eyes of friendship. And that the understanding in doing so would be that the causes and conditions will become more apparent when we view the world through this lens. And it's not an idealized, I'm not bringing this up as an idealized form of loving any everyone, but I would have to say it takes courage to go through this lens of friendship, viewing the world. And it's imperfect. We can't always do it. It's not a steady state. It's not something once you are able to feel friendly, have friendship, that it will arise in every situation. And that friendships are complicated. And so if you have friendships that are complicated, just know that that's normal. It's not actually abnormal. So in Buddhist practice, spiritual friendship is something that is highly valued. And in reflective meditation, we take this into the friendships that develop around the Buddhist teachings. And the Buddhist teachings in our experience that we have deep connections with each other. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Those develop from meeting daily. And with those deep connections, I wonder if we've thought about the kinds of expectations that grow with the deep connection. So, for example, those of us online, there's not the likelihood that you're expecting someone to bring you soup when you get a cold or when you get sick, or even if you have a very difficult illness. But that might be something that's growing if you live near each other. There might be this kind of unconscious expectation of what we expect each other to do with this spiritual friendship that is providing us such deep connection. So I'm going to talk about a few other reflections I have on friendship. Friendship is a way that we can see the good in ourselves. And this is why in Buddhist teachings, it's very important to choose good companions. And I'm using the word good here very broadly. Could be fun, could be a deep connection, could be opposite of evil. I mean, really, we're choosing people that are good for us and that help lead us in a wholesome path and actually allow us to see ourselves in a different way through the eyes of their friendship with us. And those friendships can often make life a lot easier. Getting to know others and their views, you become much less judgmental about things that you would never even consider talking about or being on board with. I can't even tell you how many friends that I have with different political views, different social views that I develop understanding with over time, because I'm in it with them. There's something about friendship that takes you into other people's views more deeply. Now, that also contains a lot of difficulties. So it can be very tension provoking to know somebody else's views and not be able to change them because there's often an underlying wish that if I understand another viewpoint and that I come at it with friendship, that they'll change to my understanding. But often it's something where we're agreeing to disagree or we're looking at it from the eyes that we are not going to expect each other to change, but we're not going to abandon each other. So, friendship, it's really often been like a ship for me, especially when I was young. I had a lot of friends. I was in school, I went to work, I met a lot of people. Over the years, as I've moved around a lot, as I've changed professions, as I've aged, the ship has really become more like a boat, like I have a friend boat. I can kind of touch the people in my boat. Sometimes it feels a little bit like a friend canoe and I'm a little lonely. Other times the boat comes back. And with friendship, there's just many kinds of friends. This is a list from the internet that I also kind of tweet. There's best friends, lifelong friends, group friends, acquaintances who we're friendly with, work friends, casual friends, close friends, the one who takes care of you, the ones who you take care of. There's specifics. There's line dancing friends, which I'm sure you all have. there's so many different types of friendships, and they really create the context for our Buddhist practice, and how we take our practice into society and into the world. How do we look at others and their actions, what they're doing, with the lens of friendship? When I was first coming into Buddhism, I took a retreat with Trudy Goodman, who's one of the lead teachers for Insight LA. And she made a statement about friendship that we will care about each other's lives and deaths. And I just took that in really deeply. I was also on retreat, but it's been true that I've really cared about people's lives and deaths through this practice. And hopefully, we will see that friendship isn't just a practice for ourselves, that we practice with and for our friends, our community, the larger world, and that they also have the fruits of practice that come through friendship aren't just for ourselves, not just to make us a better person. It's actually to influence others and create a better world, a good world. I'm going to go a little bit off on that point. I just want to make a quick survey of the room. I created this poll that we could do. And I'm thinking, you know what, Susie, maybe we should stop the recording here.